The next patient is the first name is, I'm going to spell it, Eufrosina. Eufrosina. The last name, Ayala, Ayala. Clinical case of an 85-year-old female that is following the practice because of the CKD stage 3B. The patient has remained in a stable condition. Period. We think that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to a long-standing diabetes mellitus, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and possibly some hemodynamic changes related to coronary artery disease. In the recent laboratory workup, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.31, and the estimated GFR is 41 mL per minute. The urinalysis is with the quiet sediment. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 149, and the dipstick is trace of protein. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. She has been treated by endocrinology, and she has maintained a hemoglobin A1C that is better corrected than before, 7.8, before was 8.4. The patient is taking Synjardy, SYNJARDY XR 10-100, which is a combination of Jardiance with metformin, and the patient is tolerated very good and is going to be cardioprotective and renoprotective. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure today, 143 over 62. Following number, hyperlipidemia with a lipid panel that is within a normal range with the administration of statins. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-stent. The patient is followed by Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Following number, peripheral neuropathy. The patient uses the cane to get the balance. She says that she has some shooting pains in the distal legs. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is managed with PPS. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 5 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 5 minutes.